This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, that's the paramilitary forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, on Saturday told Al Arabiya TV that he will not negotiate with Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan after a week of strife that has killed hundreds of people. He says RSF supports the UN decisions and the international community in relation to the war law and preservation of civilians and foreigners' lives. And we welcome any international initiatives to keep the civilians off the pain of war. The World Health Organization reported Friday that 413 people had been killed and 3,551 injured since fighting broke out last week. The World Food Program is bracing for further waves of Sudanese refugees reaching neighboring Chad, fleeing the conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. This according to WFP's country director for Chad, Pierre Honora. He said around 10,000 to 20,000 Sudanese have already crossed the border into Chad a week after the fighting began in Khartoum and other areas of the country.
C'était très impressionnant. On a été tous très, très surpris de voir autant d'enfants.
He said, it's very harrowing. We are all surprised to see so many children crossing, being there with these women under the trees. There really is nothing else. It's really harrowing, really heartbreaking to see that. We also feel that they've suffered a lot, physical violence, perhaps for some, but we feel they've had very violent experiences. They've had their houses burned down, their villages destroyed, and some, their neighborhoods completely looted. Honora added that the new arrivals add to already 400,000 Sudanese refugees who had fled the country during previous conflicts and are already spread out around the Chad border area. VOA News. An Iranian city prosecutor has announced an agreement between the city's judiciary, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the so-called morality police to form a special force to deal with women who refuse to comply with compulsory veils. Mohammed Mousavian, the city prosecutor of Isfahan, announced the agreement in a ceremony on Saturday. He said severe action will be taken against trade unions if they don't compel their employees to wear a hijab. They could be punished also for serving female customers who don't wear a hijab. Many women in Iran have publicly opposed the mandatory hijab since the death last September of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman who died while in the custody of the morality police. Amini had been detained for allegedly violating the hijab rule. China has warned that a deepening security alliance between the United States and the Philippines should not harm its security and territorial interests. The foreign ministers from China and the Philippines held talks in Manila on Saturday. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
China's foreign minister said Saturday his country is willing to work with the Philippines to resolve their differences as tensions rise over Beijing's behavior in the disputed South China Sea and Manila deepens military cooperation with the United States. The foreign ministers of China and the Philippines held talks in Manila just days before Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. travels to Washington for a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden. Beijing has criticized a recent agreement by the Philippines and the U.S. to grant U.S. forces access to additional local military camps. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Gas prices continued to rise around the United States this past week. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The national average for a regular gas was $3.68 on Friday, up 2 cents from last week, according to AAA. But drivers were paying $4.12 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. In New Jersey, the average price for a gallon of regular jumped 8 cents in a week to $3.52. Again, drivers were paying $4.08 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. Oil prices fell this week amid ongoing market concerns that future interest rate increases could tip the economy into a recession, a move analysts say will likely lead to reduced oil demand and prices in the near future. I'm Julie Walker.
Police are enforcing a curfew in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica's capital after gunmen fired on people boarding a public minibus, wounding 7 people, including 3 children. The Jamaican Constabulatory Force gave no information Saturday on the conditions of the wounded. Marissa Melton, VOA News.